Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. We're grateful to have joining us this evening, Prophet Pastor Nina Williams. Amen. Nina, thank you for joining us this evening. You're the best sister in the whole wide world. Amen. Amen. She my sister, y'all. Not just my sister in Christ. She my sister. Amen. And I thank God for her. This week, we're going to talk from the topic, are you unified? Are you unified? And it's going to spin the way Daddy wanted to spin. But so much is transpiring right now in the world. And we've experienced quite a bit here in the state of Virginia, specifically Charlottesville, and from that spinoffs in several other cities here in Virginia and other places. And what's evident is that change is taking place, even with the eclipse that's taking place on tomorrow, where darkness and light will overshadow each other. There will be a blending, a time of darkness and then a time of light again. All evident of change that's taking place in the earth. And this is not just physical change that we can see, but this also speaks to some very definite spiritual changes that we must be aware of. And this past week, I was a part of a God move, and it was truly phenomenal with the Master's Touch and Apostle Wendell Winston, where four speakers came together and we had dialogue regarding the sevens in the book of Revelation. And the sevens that I were given to dialogue concerning were the seven trumpets. And just relying on the Holy Spirit, not really sure what was going to be released other than I was going to get up and obey the Spirit when I got up to share, Spirit-led. I talked about the sound, the necessity for the oneness of a unified kingdom sound. And from that I did with those in the midst of us, asking seven different people to make a sound. No two people made the same sound. Everybody's sound was different. And if we are representing the body of Christ, the body of Christ, where every joint supplieth, and we all need every piece of the other piece to function, why was there not unity? So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about unity, and we're going to talk about the woes, the woe unto us, because we have been doing things on religious jargon and things that we have been taught without understanding, and we've been moving in those things without clarity, without understanding purpose, without fulfilling the mandate that God has placed on us. And because of it, we are now seeing the manifestation of this chaotic stuff taking place, this upheaval happening that's truly demonic, that has a root. And I'm telling y'all, my husband and I, we are seeking out the roots of some things because we want to articulate to the heavens those things that need to be dealt with correctly. And so tonight we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about unity. We're going to talk about whether you see us as being unified as a body or if you are seeing and experiencing the division that's so very apparent. But we're going to talk about that on tonight. Prophet Nina, could you open us with prayer? And we're thankful to those who have joined us on the phone line, those who are in the chat room, if at any time, those who are on the line, you have a question or comment, please do press 1 and we'll bring you live. Amen. Prophet Nina, could you open us with prayer? Thank you.
Sure. Amen. Amen. Father God, right now, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day that you have given to us. Thank you for the sun that has been shining on us the warmth that it has given our bodies and the joy that has filled our hearts, Father God. And even for those who've had rain today, Father God, thank you for that liquid sunshine that you pour down unto us, Father. And as we prepare to open our minds and our hearts to being unified, Father God, just the ability to connect with you on this evening, Father God, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord, just for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us and those that will continue to come. And as Valerie prepares, Apostle Valerie, Prophetess Valerie, my sister Valerie, prepares to render to the listeners, thus saith the Lord. Father God, we just right now say thank you in advance. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for all these blessings. We say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to piggyback again off of where the Spirit spoke on this past Friday night in Revelation chapter 8. And verse 1 it says, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." Now we know that half an hour probably won't our half an hour because our time is not his time. But there was silence. And then we get over to, thank you, Lord Jesus, verse 6. And it said, "The seven angels which had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And we've been sounding, y'all. We've been sounding. We have been sounding based on race, creed, and color. We've been sounding according to our gender, male, female, other. We've been sounding according to Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever. We've been sounding. We've been releasing a sound in the earth that really has been feeding a divide. I'll take a little bit of this and add a little bit of that. I'll take a little bit of this and I'll add a little bit of what I want to see. And I'll take a little bit of what I believe is true to the word, and I'll add a little bit of what I don't want to see." We've been releasing a sound, I believe, that has caused people to really miss God's intent for their lives. And because of it, we are allowing mindsets to be altered according to what we want to think, how we want to do it, what we don't want to see. How, you know, all these other things are coming about because we have not gotten back to understanding the mind of Christ. In Romans 8 and 14, it speaks on sonship. Go there real quick. Romans 8, 14. Nina, I'm bouncing, so thank you. Thank you for the bounce. Thank you for the bounce. I'm bouncing. I don't want to paraphrase. Romans 8.
14
reads this way. "For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So, Val, what you're saying, what I'm saying is that we have a lot of people that profess to be one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, a part of the body of Christ, not being led by the Spirit of God, thus not being sons of God. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds real harsh, but guess what? That's what the word said. The word said, "As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And in that, because we have people in place in roles called leadership, leading people according to their own agenda and not being led by the Spirit of God, that there is no unity in the body. And so God says, woe, 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 woe unto you. What is it that, what is it, what are you thinking? How is it, come on, y'all, how is it that we as a people who profess God, we say sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, speaking in tongues, we all that. You know, we use that. We talk about that. We Bible toting. Well, we app toting on our cell phone devices and all that other stuff. We toting the word. And we will use something sometimes out of context to fit our need and our desire to make it fit our situation. But as a body, everybody can't go their own way. Everybody can't do their own thing. There has to be unity. There has to be oneness. It has to be. If we want to truly operate and make change in the kingdom according to that which God intended originally for each one of us, there has to be some realignment that takes place. There has to be the changing of mindset. We have to begin to operate with the mind of Christ. There has to be some maturity, because right now, for where we are, the dimension of maturity that we have right now, we are not ready. We are not ready as the body of Christ to encounter anything more than what we've already encountered in the earth. We ain't ready. Whoa. Whoa, y'all. Well, we're not ready, because there is not a unified kingdom sound. Okay.
And as you say
so,
that,
okay, so go ahead.
And I was going to say, in just also in Romans 12, therefore, and this is the NIV, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. And I think so often we are living in the flesh. That's the desire to live in the flesh and not in the spirit. And as we live in the flesh, there continues to be the need to connect with others, seeing out and doing the same things that you are doing. So then that makes you think that you're right. And I think as we look at the chaos and the turmoil, that they are operating in the flesh, and because they have not made the connection to the Holy Father, they are lost, but they are clinging to what they know, and that is really creating chaos for a huge number of people in society right now. It's what they've connected themselves to is destruction, but they don't see it as that because they have support from others that are just like them.
Yeah, yeah. And you say that when you look at Revelation 8, 9, 10, let's speak of the seven trumpets. The first four speak of destruction, and the last three speak of woes. And so when you look at that, you can see the destruction. You can see, and we go back historically, wars and rumors of wars. We see where tsunamis have come through and destroyed regions. We're in the storm season now, where a lot of people that live on coastlines are concerned about the next big storm that'll come through and what it's going to wipe out. And I mean, we've even felt that here in the United States when Louisiana was so messed up because we were ill-guided and unready. For what was commonplace. And so even as that happened in the natural, it also happens in the spirit, because we have been guided by our desires. We have been guided by our flesh. We have been guided by a wrong mindset, not yielding to the mind of Christ, not listening for the mind of Christ, not being led by the Holy Governor, but being led by whatever doctrine that's flying through the air at any given time. And so we are ill prepared to fulfill what it is God placed us in the earth to do. And God is saying, look, whoa, wait a minute. Something's got to change. Something's got to change, because if we remain in this dimension, where everybody is doing what they want, and we're constantly spewing out according to our emotions and what generations have passed down that weren't truth. And this is even in the church. We got what the preacher gave us based on his understanding without yielding to the Spirit of God. And so we lived our lives in turmoil, always waiting for God to do what God has already placed in us, given us the capacity to complete, but we were waiting on him. Now with things shifting and shifting suddenly, we're not ready. We're not ready individually. We're not ready as a body. We're not ready. And God was like, whoa, 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 whoa. He said, you know, now unified? No, you're not. He said, and on top of that, you're not even authentic.
Mm.
You're not even representing authentically as a body because you say one thing and you do another thing.
Yeah.
You want to shine light on sin and error that's evident, but you don't want to shine light on yourself to reveal that which you're trying to hide. But God sees everything. So before we can even tackle unity, before we can tackle the oneness of sound, we've got to become one with Father first and foremost within ourselves. I found it so, I was so blessed this morning when you texted me regarding the conversation you were having, which mirrored the same conversation we were having here.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
our mindset and us functioning, you know, whether we're functioning subconsciously or consciously to do the Father's will, whether we are in sync with the Holy Governor to move according to what he's speaking or whether we're doing according to what we're being led. We wake up in the morning and it's raining outside. Oh, God, it's raining. I don't want to move. I don't want to do. We come up with all this stuff and we're releasing all this in the air, but we don't even seek God to say, you know, seek the Holy Spirit to say, what am I to do next? Where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? Any of that. So if we are not taking the time to exercise those things individually,
right.
How then can we really expect to come together unified with the oneness of sound to make the necessary impact needed in the kingdom of God?
Yeah. There has to be intent in everything that we do. And you have to get to the point where you walking like, you talking like, you doing those things that are representative of kingdom life, kingdom building. And when you're doing those things, like I said, the way you operate will be totally different. And we can then bring about unity. But if we're not all listening and obeying, then it's definitely going to be much harder to be on one accord.
It is. And now is the time. You know, my husband had posted the other day, I'm learning because, what'd you say, honey? You're learning because he's teachable. He's learning because he's teachable. And he went on to give a shout out to his great teachers. I'm excluding myself, but I was listed. Yeah, he's biased.
Who are your advisors? Who are your advisors?
Yes, his advisors. Those
his
who
advisors,
are advising
yes.
and mentoring him to really understand the capacity that's within him to do those things which God intended so that he's able to walk unified with the body of Christ, that to release a oneness of sound to build the kingdom, to make earth look like heaven. And so, you know, in this hour, we have to be at a place where we're going to be mentored by the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And it means that sometimes we're going to have to submit to someone mentoring us. And like you said, the influence of someone else's sound to the people who are in the midst of chaos, they listened to a sound from somebody who was operating in the flesh, and they got loud. And then they said, oh, they're loud too. Let me go over and talk to them. Oh, good. They're making the same crazy noise as me, so I'm going to couple with them. And before you know it, they have a movement. Why? Because they were all speaking the same language. They were all making the same sound. And guess what? As they united, even though the sound is wrong, they were making an impact. So why can't we as the body of Christ do that?
Yeah.
Y'all understand this? Now, you can get people together making a wrong sound, and they will gather up a lot of people who will buy into the wrong sound. And they will make an impact because they believe in their wrong sound, their mindset. They believe in what they believe, and they can't be moved. They're not going to be moved. There's nothing we can say to convince them that what they believe is wrong, and they make an impact. What's wrong with the body of Christ?
And as we have this conversation, I think also, too, what I've learned in the last few, just I'd say in a short few days, with the conversations that I've been having and with postings that I've seen on Facebook, I truly understand that we each come into our journeys at different times. We each are accepting of a sound, of a voice, of influence at a separate time. And whereas there needs to be somewhat of a sense of urgency, simply because so many souls are being lost to the misguided teachings that are out there, it does my heart good when I see those glimmers of light shining brighter and brighter and brighter, to where those that know are now willing to make a louder sound that will impact and draw more. And so I just say, just in the last few days, that has just been awe-inspiring to me, that, you know, even though if it's a consistent sound that they hear, sound eventually creates the cadence that is beating within them, and then they pick up on that cadence and they continue to build on it, to where then everyone is, you know, is moving in the same direction, and the sound is going to be the same. So that is truly, you know, inspiring to me to know that true purpose is here, and as you walk and talk in your purpose, more will come, and that for me has just been an awesome thing to see in the last few days. So,
And you, when you say
the
that,
right thing.
one of the things, because this past Friday night, I mean, it was a prophetic house. There were many prophets and apostles. The fivefold was deep in the house, and so after all of the speakers had spoken and before we went into prayer, Apostle opened up the floor for other voices to release what they had heard. And one prophet said how she remembers being in the army and how they marched. And if one person got off step, everybody had to skip to sort of get back in step. And then another spoke, piggybacking from that, that when the drum line in the band, is marching, dependent upon the cadence, that's how the band moved. And everybody was in step. And especially when it came to a pivot and it was time to turn, there was a necessity that everybody be on step so that that line would move, and it would move precisely. And then behind that, God said, it's good. It's good for you to be in step. It's good for the cadence of the drum to be on beat. But if your mindset is not synchronized with the mind of Christ, if your mind is not being regenerated and renewed to understand His plan, His purpose, and His will for your life, you can beat the drum and I can be in step, and all it's going to take is for the wind to blow and I see a bird flying, and my mind will go off to look at the butterfly because I love butterflies or something like that, and you'll be out of step in a minute.
Yeah.
Because my mind had not been focused on the task at hand. And that's what God is saying now. Look, I need everybody get your mind right. Get your mind right, because I'm just seeing too many woes. Woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you. And when I gave you that scripture, looking in Matthew 23, there were a whole lot of woes. that
yes,
was written
yes, yes.
to the people. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. And
yes.
God is saying that same thing now. Woe. You call yourself my people.
Yes.
And we fall back on if my people who will call, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their hey, come on now, we passed that. If my people, first and foremost, we got some that are serving that are not yours. They are not. They are not being led by
yes.
the Spirit of God. They are not the sons of God, but yet they are fueling people with a I don't even know what to call it, something. They're giving them something to make them feel
yeah.
good. They're giving them pacifiers. Okay, they're giving them pacifiers to make them feel good and come back and keep bringing an offering. They give them pacifiers to boost them up when they see that they're doing real good so that they'll do us real good. They're doing all this stuff, but are we kingdom building?
Yeah.
Are
That's
we kingdom
it.
Building?
That's
Are
it.
We kingdom building? Oh, God. God, thank you.
And the
thank
woes,
you.
Of course,
time
though, are to the teachers and the Pharisees. And it,
yes.
it's just,
yes.
And it's just, as a member of a congregation, it is, you can go and listen, but it's also important for you to read and understand for yourself.
Absolutely.
I go to workshops and I can hear a word, and if I question the word, I'm going to the book myself and go, wait a minute, that ain't right. You know?
Right.
So
right.
like, I can't listen to that because he's not talking the truth. Yeah, he said something that's going to make what he said believable, but it ain't right. But
right.
if you
it's
don't
not being, he's
put
not being
in the work,
the spirit,
if you don't,
spirit,
yes,
right.
if you are not studying and reading to show yourself worthy, then you will be totally lost. You're going to think that, oh, well, I go to listen to the preacher, and the preacher must know, so. No, preacher don't know, because preacher not giving you the truth of what it is that you need to be doing. And they don't talk to people about fulfilling their purpose. You know, they can be a preacher and think they're fulfilling their purpose, but the focus should be on helping others understand what their purpose is in doing what it is that they need to be doing. And I feel sometimes that that's where folk get lost. You
yeah.
know,
Amen.
The pastor is
Amen.
Supposed to be the shepherd of the flock, but, you know, if your flock is just following and not moving, not growing, then
Amen.
the kingdom is going to suffer. So, yeah, it's important. Yeah, listen to the word, but go back and read the word. And if you question it,
study
go
to
Bible
study. Show
yourself
approved.
You know,
yeah.
go to Bible study and say, you know, remember when you said this? Well, when I read, this is what I see. So,
yeah.
you know, let there be some accountability there. You know,
and
you ain't
right.
got to call
if
them out
just,
from, you ain't got to call them out from the pew and say, yo, pastor, that ain't right. You know, get them, break them to the side and say, you know, what you said, that's not what I'm reading in this particular scripture. So, you know, elaborate.
So can we get some clarity?
Let's have this conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, have the conversation.
Amen.
You know, if you know you done wrote a check for $50, but the bank then took out $75, then ain't you going to call the bank and say, what's going on with my account? Yes.
Well.
So, if you
wow,
getting word said
gone.
To you that ain't right, you need to call somebody and find out what's going on, or reconnect
exactly.
yourself
Amen.
With someone that is going to give you some truth and not lead you down a road of falsehood. So, okay, it's 8:29.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Time is up. We thank God. We thank God for the listeners who called in. I think we're going to address this again next week. So join us. And until then,
Amen.
Do something this week to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Until next time.